Hello.
Hello. Hi, may I speak to Rose?
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Jackie, calling from National Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yep.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote or probably?
No, definitely vote.
Thank you. May I ask your age?
66.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race.
I don't know. Chicano.
Okay, is that Hispanic, Latino, Native American? Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, so I have very satisfied or satisfied? Or dissatisfied?
What were the other two?
Okay, very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, and very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I like to rate your feelings over some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel either or. So you may use any number from 0 to 100. The first one is Moms for Liberty.
What is it?
Moms for Liberty.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, that's fine. Donald Trump.
What? The bottom number, whatever he's on the bottom.
0 to 100.
Zero.
Thank you. Public school teachers.
75.
Joe Biden?
About 25.
Thank you. Public school?
About 75, 80.
80?
Yeah.
The U.S. Department of Education?
About 55.
Charter schools?
What is it?
Charter schools.
About 45.
Okay, thank you. The National Education Association?
About 45.
And the woke culture or wokeism?
Don't know what that is.
Totally fine. Okay, generally speaking, would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S. excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Just fair? Thank you. Next, would you say that the charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
They're about the same.
Okay, so would you say public or charter? Or what's your opinion? Okay, thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate on the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means it's somewhat important, and 0, not important. So the first one is help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. From 0 to 10, how important is that to you? Okay, truthfully understand all of the American history, the good and the bad.
Yeah, about an 8.
Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
Yeah, it's about an 8 too.
Thank you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
That's probably about a 9.
Okay, and become more organized and have structure.
That's about a 9.
Embrace American values and be proud American citizen.
9.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, read, or seen about critical race theory? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in the K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that the CRT bans are mainly about politics?
What is CRT? I don't even know what that is.
Is the one I told you. Let me go back real quick. Okay, so it's the critical race theory. I'm sorry.
And what does that mean? What's the critical race theory? What does that mean?
I really don't have like something to say about this, because we just have to read. It's okay if you haven't heard of it, or if you don't have an opinion, you can just tell me. But I really don't know how to explain it right now.
Well, that's real good. 5.
Okay, no. So, okay, so do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Neither do I know what it is.
Okay. How much have you heard, read, or seen about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
True.
Do you agree? Okay. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Teachers, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Thank you. Is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to it. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Disagree.
Is that strongly oppose or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Adding at ethnic student studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Agree.
Thank you. Is that strongly support or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Protecting educators' rights to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Agree.
Is that strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Increasing discipline in schools.
Somewhat agree. Somewhat.
Support. Okay. Okay. Some U.S. citizens have approved that a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Let's see. Isn't it already there?
No. They are planning to.
How is it not in the schools? I learned it when I went to school.
Okay, so would you support or oppose to it?
Support.
Okay, thank you. Is that strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. Now I'm going to read you three arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it very convincing argument. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means not at all convincing to you. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lesson reflects an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convinced? Okay, thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds, and exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges are and employers value. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
About an 8.
Okay, and we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians.
Yeah, that's 10.
10? Okay, thank you. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, let me ask you whether you agree or disagree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate at school's curriculum. You agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Agree.
Agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. So these are my last few questions for statistical purposes. What was the last year of schooling that you've completed?
12.
High school grad? Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Is that strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
Do you have children 18 years or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, although you don't have a child under the age of 18, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
to have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, tell me if this applies to you or someone in your household. Is an educator, such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Awesome. So this concludes our survey. Thank you for participating and taking the time. Thank you so much.